are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Today, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, once again. Happy New Year, everybody. Wow, 2010, what a year. That's crazy. 2009 is over. It's opportunity for new experiences, new lessons, new ways of viewing life. Very cool. Let's go, guys. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends on LA Talk Radio every Sunday from 1 to 2. Here we go. In the studio with Kevin.
How's it going, guys?
How's it going?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for asking. And the one and only Dr. Michelle. I mean, come on, guys. Lovely. Dr. Michelle.
I don't know if my microphone's on.
I don't know if your mic is on either. Talk. Right. Try talking. No.
Try four.
There I am.
There you are.
Thank you.
There you go. Her mic is on, folks.
Great to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, but of course. And as everybody else already knows, you can listen to Dr. Michelle, every Friday.
At 11 a.m. right here on LA Talk Radio.
To 12. There you go.
It's called On the Couch with Dr. Michelle.
On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. Yeah. And I am Dave. My name is David Cohen. This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Today, I it's the first show of the new year, and I didn't really have any, like, New Year's resolutions. I've been talking to a lot of my friends, and a lot of them were like, we just don't have New Year's resolutions this year, you know?
How about you, Kevin?
My little group.
My New Year's resolution is to just be a better person in general. Like, I felt last year I wasn't myself, and now I'm just, like, opening up and trying to be myself and, like, being more connected with other people.
Yeah, that's way cool.
That's great.
Yeah,
I love that.
I like that.
I have resolutions to be more healthy and happier.
Very nice.
I have to figure out how to do that, though. Be happier.
Yeah. I guess I'm the only one without any resolutions.
Good for you. You're perfect.
No, that's not true.
You're
See,
enjoying
I just
your life. It's good.
No, I totally... The thing about it is, like, I don't know. I just can't see, like, certain points in my life where I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to take the time out to, like, change that. Like, I don't know.
I mean, just, wouldn't you like to get more exercise, or wouldn't you like to get, like, more muscle?
Oh, I'd love to. If I had the devotion, if I had, like, if I had, like, the like strong want to like
the desire.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. You know.
Yeah, yeah. It's you gotta
to
want
to be
it.
Like, oh, I want to work out and look really sexy. Like,
you gotta want it.
It's true. I don't know. I don't have time. I'm always doing stuff. Got a lot of work these days. All right. Well, basically having to do with the new year, what I wanted to talk about today, along with answering a lot of listeners' emails, because we actually did. We have a lot of emails today, but I wanted to touch on the subject of love and lust, the difference between
two
love
L's.
And lust. Two L's. The two L's. If you guys have any questions, have any thoughts, feelings, whatever, on love or lust, you may call in on the show. The number is 323 203-0815, or you may email me, and I will get it instantaneously on the air, at DCSBoarding, that's BOARDING, 514@AOL.com. So 11 less. Check this. You know, the new year, New Year's kiss, you know.
Yeah.
You got, you know.
Did you have a New Year's kiss, guys? I think I'll just totally embarrass the both of you today.
Oh.
That's, I'm kind of in one of those kind of moods.
Go for it.
Kevin.
Yeah, we had our New Year's kisses right
Ooh,
next to each other. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we did. It was cool.
Do you guys share and everything like that? I told you I'm in a really bad mood today. I'm spunky, and I'm going to put you both on the spot.
Do it. Do it. I dare you.
Okay, good.
I dare you.
So you had good. So it was a good thing. It was a New Year's kiss, both of you.
Yeah, New Year's was great. New Year's kiss.
I mean,
was
not
just
both
amazing.
Of you kissed each other. What I mean is both of you. I guess. I don't know. Am I getting wrong information?
No. Kevin and I didn't kiss each other. Well,
oh, okay.
Well, at least not last night. No, I'm just kidding. Or not last night. New Year's. No, I'm just kidding. But no, yeah, Kev and I did have a New Year's kiss. Did you have a New Year's kiss, Dr. Michelle?
I did. I had a New Year's kiss with my husband.
Oh, really?
Very nice.
Yes, it
That's
was really
nice.
Good. It
That's
really
good.
Nice.
You're faithful.
I do
That's
that.
Nice.
I'm very faithful.
yeah, no, totally. But, you know, yeah, back
good.
To love. I kind of want to get back to love.
Sorry.
And lust. No, it's fine, Dr. Michelle. You're just completely skewing the show and throwing it off topic.
Sorry.
That's fine.
I'll be quiet now.
I'm just playing with you. So check it. New Year. You know, you have like, you know, certain individuals that we all wish we could be with. We all, you know, we look at them and we're like, oh, like I totally wish that I could just like get with her or something like that, you know. And then girls are like, oh my god, that guy is so hot.
So hot.
Like,
I love your imitation of girls.
I do a really good girl imitation. It's, oh my god, seriously.
Do you take girls to sound like that? Do you take girls to sound like that?
No, I dress up as a girl and I get guys to date me.
Oh, okay. Too much information. All right, everyone, you're
watch
learning about
Dave.
The real Dave of Teen Trends. The real Dave.
I'm just playing. But
really?
Or am I? No. So listen. I was talking to Kev, you know, a few days ago, and about the show topic. We were like, you know, oh, dude, what are we gonna do for this week? So, you know, we came up with love and lust. We came up with love and lust because, we were talking just about kind of like metaphysics and just like weird stuff like that, the weird people we are, and we got on the topic of love. And then Kev asked me, he was like dude, I just thought of something. I'm like, what's up? He's like, do you think that like love is like love, or do you think that like love is like an offset of lust? Love is like the emotion that is followed by lust. And it got me thinking. I was like, dog, it's a good show topic.
Yeah.
So, here we are. Kevin.
Yes.
I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Okay.
Take like an analogy for like your love and your lust. Like, kind of put it in like easier terms for us to understand like
what my opinion is on love and lust.
Yeah.
So, in my opinion, lust is the basic human instinct. It's like the first thing. It's natural. You know, it's natural for guys and girls, but, you know, mostly it's for guys.
I don't know about that.
Maybe not, but, like, guys definitely show it more.
Yeah, no, guys...
Oh,
guys,
well, yeah.
Yeah.
Guys,
call testosterone.
Yes, ma'am.
And male brains.
Male brains.
So, that's what lust is. Lust is the first human instinct.
Right.
I think love is the affection that you feel towards someone that just grows stronger and stronger, and eventually
right.
it'll reach the point where it's love. But basically, it's just, I think it always starts out with the initial lust, because
right.
you have to have attraction to right. a person to feel like
right, right,
love.
To, right,
like,
right,
you know,
to
like,
feel, yeah,
cause
no, totally.
There's intimacy in relationships. You can't have relationships without intimacy, so you
right.
have to have the attraction.
Right.
And, you know, love is just being comfortable with another person, you know, but a lot of people don't know when they're in love.
Yeah.
Don't know what
yeah.
they're supposed to be feeling.
That's the one.
So that's the tricky part.
That's the one right
love.
There. That's the one. I have another question for you.
Yes.
Everybody has their own opinion on this, but do you believe that, like, for example, like, we have a soulmate? Or do you believe that, like, we, like, it's just by chance that, like, we can connect with many different people and, like, convince ourselves that they're our soulmates and, like, that we're in love? Because if you look at, like, majority of today's, like, husband and wife, like, relationships, it's divorce, you know? Yeah. So people can convince themselves that they're in love, but do, like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
yeah.
But is there such thing as, like, you know, oh, she's my divine soulmate, or something, you know?
In my opinion, everyone puts out their own energies.
Right.
And then you connect with other people depending on the energies and,
right.
like, how they, like, mingle,
like,
and, like, flow
together. Right, 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 totally.
And I do believe that somewhere you will find your divine connection.
Yeah. Mm.
Where the energies are just flowing perfectly.
Yeah.
Like, I like that.
I love that. That's way cool.
So, yes, I do believe there's a soulmate, but finding it is probably the hardest thing that you're ever going to do in your life.
Right.
If you guys are really spiritual, though, and you're into that, like, what do we call that thing?
Metaphysics.
Law of attraction. And that your thought vibrations attract people who are like-thinking to you.
Yeah.
Don't you think that...
That's kind of like the string theory.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you think that you'll probably be more able to attract someone on the same level as you if you are believing in that kind of
open
thing?
Open to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So when you attract people who are really strange and do strange things, do you think that that's your kind of fault because where you're at is not in a good place, or do you think that just people come to you and life happens sometimes and you have to learn lessons from strange people?
I think it's all a balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, I totally believe. Like, I don't see any reason not to believe. Like, if we're, like, on a certain, you know, thought pattern in our brains, like, we're vibrating at a certain vibration, like, within the universe, you know? And for listeners, I know this sounds absolutely ludicrous and absolutely crazy, but I'm just telling you right now, I'm strongly encouraging you to maybe just, like, read a book on, like, the law of attraction or metaphysics,
yeah.
or, you know, something like that. It's really cool. It literally opens your mind to, like, limitless possibilities. And then you'd kind of, like, grab onto what we're talking about a little bit. But for those who are with me on this one, you know, if we're, like, on a certain vibration within the universe, like, we're going to attract other people that are on that same vibration. It's just true. It's, like, the flow of the universe,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Also strongly related to, like, the string theory, whereas, like, it's the same thing, you know? But to answer your question, Dr. Michelle, is it our faults if we're, like, surrounded by negative people?
Mm-hmm.
Yes and no.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Yes, in the sense of, like, you choose where you are.
Okay.
You know, and I do believe that, like, you know, if you're going to be with negative people, you're probably in a negative place.
Right.
You know, if
I
you're
agree.
Constantly
yeah.
surrounded by negative people.
Right. There's something within you that you need to get out of that.
Right.
So you're probably on a
you're
not
gonna,
in a good place.
Right.
Right.
And that's the yes. The no is, you know, it's not your fault for other people's actions. Like, you know, for example, if, you know, those people that you're hanging out with who are, you know, quote unquote negative people, you know, if they go and, like, steal a car.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Like, that's not, like, your fault.
Yes.
That's their choice. That's their thing. You know. But then again, you still are associating yourself with those people. So I guess it's, like, up for interpretation. Like, open to interpret. But that's just me. Open to interpretation.
No, I agree. I totally agree with you.
The interpretation.
Kevin, you had some really interesting stuff, you know, you were talking about. How to figure out if you're in love with somebody.
Yeah, I actually wanted to ask David.
Yo.
What? How do you know if you're falling in love? Like, what are the signs?
I just look in your eyes. That's it. No, just
wow. I'm learning a lot today.
I'm just playing. All right, go on. What was your question?
Yeah, that was my question. How do you know when you're falling in love?
How do you know when you're falling in love? Well, that is a statement for the ages. That is... That is one that many, many would like to know. But this is what I believe. Check this.
And you both have written down some really cool things. I've been like peeking
on
your notes.
We both did.
I've been peeking on your notes.
We both did write down cool things. This is what I wrote down because I knew that question was coming. Do you care about their well-being more than your own?
That's hard.
That's some signs. That's a sign. That is. Do you want to make them happy? Meaning, like, not only do you want to make them happy, but, like, you will do anything to the extent of this earth to put a smile on their face. You know?
Aw. Yeah.
That's dedication.
Yeah. You know? Do you mind giving up things like time, money, whatever, you enjoy in your life to be with them?
I think that's the most important, because if you're willing to give up things you truly enjoy to see a special person.
Yeah.
Stutter.
Go on.
You know that you're, like, very dedicated and you're into them, you know?
Right. No, totally. You know.
And yet, on the other hand, I think it's important, too, that, like, if you're... I think that's it. You guys are so right. But also, it's understanding that other person may really have to do something like work or have to do something like, I don't know, take care of business. And you're okay with it because you love them.
Right.
And you're not going to lay a guilt trip on them. Like, God, you never spend time with me. So the other person, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the other person, you know, loving someone is allowing them to have their friends and their time and their need to work and take care of business, too. Because that's showing them you love them. And I just thought I'd throw that in.
No, totally.
That's very good.
No, I see that. You know, but like, that all ties in with balance, you know?
Yeah.
Balancing like what you would give up and balancing, you know, what your partner, you know, would give up for you so you can do things, you know. Would you rather spend time with him or her than anyone else, including your best friends?
That's a big point.
That's one that I just thought of, kind of just like, I don't know. I was like, well, you know, who, if you didn't have like a woman of choice or a male of choice, then, you know, I thought, like, who else would I want to be hanging out with? I was like, well, my best friends, yay, best friends. So I was like, God, Kevin's giving me looks across. I can't do this. I can't be serious.
You guys are silly.
I lost my train of thought. No, I was talking when I was thinking about, you know, who I'd rather spend time with than, you know, if I had a woman of choice besides her, it would be my best friends.
Right.
So that's why I wrote that.
Right.
Do you think about him or her all the time?
I mean, you know, sometimes when you do fall in love with someone, you do. You do think, you know, that stuff. Right? I mean,
totally.
Not all the time. But, I mean, you know, generally, like, your brain just kind of keeps going back to that person. And, you know.
And check this one.
Yeah.
I like this one a lot. Do mundane events or objects in life remind you of them?
Oh,
kind of just like random things. Do they like remind you?
Yeah, exactly. So Kevin, you wrote down some things about love, and I liked your stuff too.
I think you did.
All right. Do you worry about their safety and happiness?
Oh, wow, that's a biggie.
I like that one. Yeah.
Ladies love that feeling of being protected.
Right.
By the way, so and I think if women think the same way about guys, but when you brought up safety, you know, I think wow. A lot of women really love to feel like they're kind of safe and protected with a guy.
Yeah. Right.
But don't overdo it, guys.
Yeah, that's so true. Like,
what do you mean by that?
Don't be like cocky about it. Don't be like, oh, I'll protect you. I'll kick everyone's ass.
For
you.
Oh, okay. I get it.
I think
that
touched
would be
on
a turn
that
off.
The last show I was on.
That would be a turn off.
Yeah. No, it's so true. Like,
but some girls like it, don't they?
Certain girls, but I don't.
It's more like the gangster, like, don't touch my bitch. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, you get him, boy. Yo, baby, I got your back.
Not that kind of protection.
Kick your ass, Tito.
Yes. That's like paranoia.
Okay. No, but there's so many guys these days that, like, if you just, like, look at, like, a guy's girl, he'd be like, what?
You you know me?
Do you know me? Like, do you... No, I don't know you.
And then your answer is like, oh, she just looks like my cousin, that's all.
No.
You have to come up with something like you weren't staring at her or anything,
Or
right?
Just like, dude, your girlfriend's fine.
And then will he get mad?
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh,
yeah.
That's where you have to go. Well, she just looks so much like my cousin.
Ass, man. You'll be like, dude, I'm giving you props. Like,
yeah.
<I'm> not...
Oh, God.
Funny.
So
okay.
What else, Kevin? Kev. Let's see. All
right. Do you want to impress them? Are you constantly trying to, like, go out on a limb and just, like,
yeah.
do something cool to, like, get them more, like, into you, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you always want to feel like people are, like, you want to feel the love,
right.
you know?
Right,
so
right,
if
right.
you, like, if you're always trying to, like, impress them, then it just shows that you're, like, trying to, like, feel more love from them.
No, right? Totally. Also, like, what I find funny with, like, you know, the word impress, I think that, like, also, like, impressing kind of, at the same time, like, covers up a little bit of insecurity that you have.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you want to impress them, that's, like, something else that you're trying to make up for. You know, that's, like, some, like, something within you, some, like, insecurity. Usually, I would say, usually it's, like, you don't feel like you're, you know, substantial to her standards.
Or it could be a lack of trust.
True. Very true.
Because if you don't have trust in someone, you're going to always constantly be trying to, like, impress them and just, like, make them feel better. So,
right.
Like, so they won't do anything to hurt you, you know?
Trust in... It's like a lack of trust within them in you.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, you feel that?
Right, I do. I know what you're saying.
Any listeners that want to call in, talk to us on the show, talk about love, lust, relationships, 323-203-0815, or you can email me, dcsboarding, that's BOARDING, 514@AOL.com. You know what, guys?
Do you think it's normal, though? I was just thinking this. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no.
Do you
please,
think it's
that's
normal
fine.
For guys, when they're in love with somebody, though, to, like, check out other women and think about... Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Do you think so?
I mean, it's human instinct.
That's lust.
Yeah.
That's lust. Okay, so that's normal, though. But it doesn't mean that they don't love the woman that they're with.
Not
totally.
At all.
Not at all.
Okay,
yeah.
but they don't do it in front of the woman they're with because it's not cool, and that would...
It's
make
just
a woman feel bad.
Right, right.
You don't
it's
want to make them feel bad. You want to remember if you're always trying to make them happy.
Right.
You're
yeah.
You're not gonna do it in front of them.
Right. Right.
You know, you don't want to start stuff.
Yeah.
But... yeah. Were you just looking at her?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't looking at you know.
Yeah.
Deal with
yeah.
that whole thing.
That's a common thing that I get in when I handle relationship problems with people. You know, a lot of times, ladies have complaints about their men that. They seem to be looking at other women out there in the world
right.
when they're just exclusively with them. They're always like, if they see a hot woman, they go out to clubs or something, they're going to be like looking at women because L.A. is, I mean, there's
right.
beautiful
I mean,
women everywhere here.
That's, you know.
But I try to tell them that, you know, there is a certain amount of discretion, you know, that they have to be a little, they should really suggest to their guy that they would appreciate it if they wouldn't. You know, be drooling over other women when they're out in public, because that's tacky.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think that's really tacky.
Big turn off.
So yeah. you got a lot of answers, I see, from people, or questions
yeah,
from people.
Yeah, no, right?
And answers to give.
I'm going to get to emails. That's what I was going to say. Before you rudely interrupted
sorry,
me.
I'm sorry,
email.
I'm sorry.
No,
I was
I'm
just looking.
Playing.
I was peeking over your shoulder at your stuff. I wasn't
no, it's
over
cool.
Your
it's
shoulder.
Cool. It's cool.
Across the table here.
Don't trip. Don't
in
trip.
The studio.
Oh, just let people know. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, what we're going to start doing on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends is putting on music. We are going to start
nice.
Having music on
very
Teen
nice.
Trends with Dave and Friends. Check this. If you musicians out there want to get your music heard, I love music. Music is one of my passions. And I want to help anybody in any possible way that I can get their music heard, get their music out. So if you have a recorded track... of music from your band or whatever that you want to be played on LA Talk Radio, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, you may email me. We'll talk about it. I'll listen to your music and most likely put it on the show. Yeah. Email me at dcsboarding, that's BOARDING, 514@AOL.com. Just letting you guys know that. Also, I'm thinking, you know, soon-ish, not very soon, but like soon-ish. I'm just for fun gonna start, you know, putting some music up.
Ah, I think you should.
Putting some of my music up and, you know, getting some friends in the studio. We're gonna have like, you know, talk sessions, yes, but along with, you know, a few jam sessions. It'll be fun.
It'll be great.
You know, get some musical instruments.
I think you should bring your ukulele.
In the studio.
I've heard you play your ukulele before.
I love my ukulele. Thank you.
You're very good.
Thank you very much. It's very kind of... Oh, well, we have a caller. So right before emails, I'm going to take this caller right about here. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, you were on the air. How's it going?
It's going great, guys. Love the show.
This is fantastic. Who am I talking to?
My name is Cole.
What's up, Cole? How's it going, Cole?
It's going great. I just have a question about relationships in general, pretty much.
What's up, man?
And I have this new relationship, and it's with this girl who goes to a completely different school.
Right. Right.
And so the first thing I thought to myself was, all right, this is going to be pretty cool. Yeah, she goes to a different school. I don't have to worry about seeing her, like, so much. But the more I think about it is, like, the relationships I've had, like, it's great because you see them a lot. But I don't know what to think about it or what to make of it. And, like, school's about to start again, and I'm just kind of worried about what's going to happen between us.
Oh, well, check this. Cole, first of all, how old are you?
I am 17.
17. How old is she?
15.
No, it's cool. Dude, it's totally cool.
It's not bad.
No, yeah. Let's see. Basically, what I would say is, honestly, don't worry about it. Like, if you and her both feel as if, like, you have, like, a strong relationship, even if it's, like, even if the relationship is, like, brand new, like, if you guys, like, feel, like, together that you can withstand and, like, you know, keep that ship, keep, like, the ship, the relation, oh, the relationship, that's so funny, totally just came up with that on the spot.
You're so smart.
So, see, I was thinking of, like, a ship on an ocean, like,
right,
staying afloat, but the relationship, you know, if you guys, like, with your communication and just, like, with the way you guys, like, flow off of each other, like, you know, if you feel that bond is powerful, then honestly, you have nothing to worry about. And I think that worrying about it just, like, puts more negative energy into the thought of possible, you know, extinguishing of the relationship. So I really wouldn't worry about it. Kev, what do you have to say?
Not for sure.
Well, if you feel the need to, like, always be spending time with her, then you know you're feeling something good, you know? But sometimes... When you're first starting out with relationships, you don't want to see the person all the time,
right?
Every day, day after day, because then, you know, like, it's a little weird, just jumping into it so fast, you know.
Yeah.
But if you guys are at a different school, you can pace it and you can see how often you guys want to hang out, and it'll grow. It'll keep growing.
And like I definitely. I want to say one more thing. I totally agree with Kev on this on that. In general, but one specific thing, like, when you just get a relationship and you just, like, jump into it and you start seeing her, like, every day, honestly, I'm just gonna speak from experience. It's a turnoff. It really is. It's awesome for, like, 2 weeks, and then you're like, oh my god, I feel smothered, you know?
No, I've had that before, and I guess the only other thing I'm worried about is, like, she lives in, like, a completely different world for me. She has, like, all these different friends that I don't even know about. I don't know what, like, goes on. I don't know anything about, like, how she lives, like, when she's not with me.
Yeah.
So it just seems a little weird to me at first.
No, I feel that.
I'm just a bit skeptical.
Cole, this is Dr. Michelle. I'm just
Hi.
I hear that you're, you know... Sounds like you really like this person, and it sounds great. And it sounds like maybe you're leaning towards it's a good thing to not have to see this person every day and just to take it slow, like Kevin gave you advice about. But also, are you worried that maybe she might be flirting with other guys, or are you worried that
I don't know, because I know nothing about her life other than when she's with me. So it's like she could be one person when she's with me, but like when she's at her school, I'm sure it's like a completely different situation, and I don't know what goes on at all.
Well, I guess getting to know her after time, and then maybe you'll get to know her friends. If the relationship lasts, you know, and then you'll get to know her more and trust her more and all that stuff.
Yeah, I would say, just Like, meet her parents. So, like, do, you know, like, do something personal.
If just she's to, okay like, with that.
Yeah, if she's cool with it, obviously, you know, obviously. Like, you can't meet my parents. No, that's cool. But thank you, Cole, very much for calling.
All right, thank you so much, guys.
Anytime.
Thanks, Cole.
You have a great day.
You too.
That was a good call.
That was a good call.
That's a really good question.
Thank you very much, Cole.
Good answers, guys.
Hey, thanks. I love when, like, people call in, you know, asking for advice. It's what the show is about, dude.
Yeah.
It's way cool. I want to get to these emails now because we are running out of time. Dear Dave, I was going with this guy for a year until he broke up with me. I'm just starting to get out dating guys again, but I feel scared that I'm going to get hurt again. Mm. What advice can you give me on dating again? Thanks, Sarah. Mm. Well, Sarah, here are some questions you should ask yourself when asked out on a date. This is what I think you should do. I guess it's just like kind of logic, you know, it's on the lines of logic. Mm-hmm. If any of these relationship questions make you feel uncomfortable, you should probably say no to the idea of going out. A teen dating relationship should be about having fun and getting away from the stress about being a teen, but you should also expect your boyfriend to respect you, to be honest with you, and communicate. Here are the questions. 1, do you trust this boy?
Hmm. That's a biggie.
Trust is key.
Trust is key. Mm-hmm. Kev, did you wanna throw one?
Yeah. Is this guy honest to you? If he's constantly lying to you, then you're just, you know.
Yeah. No, totally. you have to have honesty. No, you know, that all ties in with trust. Do the two of you have mutual friends? If not, do the two of you have mutual interests?
Hmm. That's what the caller Cole just said. He doesn't kind of know a lot of her friends, so
right.
Interesting. So he's got to kind of get to know some of the people because that would make the relationship probably better, huh?
I agree.
Just start hanging out with her friends and yeah. Just start hanging out with his
then
friends.
Then you get to know more about that person, too.
Yeah. No, totally.
And the more mutual interests you have with another person, the better, like, and easier the relationship's going to flow.
Right. Hmm. Right. No, totally. I couldn't agree more. Does this boy pressure you in any way? Do you feel pressured to have sex? Do you feel pressured to break rules or commit crimes?
Hmm. Interesting. That's a good answer. That's kind of, really interesting.
Kind of like, you know, like, is there some sort part of you that's just, like, uncomfortable about the situation in general? Like, mm-hmm. You know, do you feel pressured to have sex? You know, like, that's such a big deal today.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially in high school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially in high school.
Do you think a lot of guys pressure girls too much? A lot of your friends do?
Yeah.
Really?
I've heard some of my friends have done that. It's not cool. Don't force someone into doing something. No peer pressure. Like, have everyone make their own choice.
Right. Yeah.
You never want to force something on someone.
I agree. Like, if you force something on someone else, like, they're going against their will.
Right.
You know? They're going against, like, what they stand for. And you're making them.
Right.
You know? In some way, shape, or form, whether it's verbal, you know, whether it's action, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
That's just not cool.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
It's like a very minuscule form of rape, you could
Interesting.
Say, you know.
Hmm.
I agree.
Pressuring someone. Yeah, I hear you.
No, totally. You know, let it be from sex to drugs to, you know. Stealing something, you know, it's all the same
you don't
want to
do.
Yeah.
I think you're helping Sarah a lot. I do.
Well, thanks.
I do. I think you guys have some really good advice.
Thank you. Let's see. Do you enjoy your time spent with this guy? If not, why do you stay in the relationship? Done.
Yeah.
So true.
I think a lot of people stay in relationships because they feel comfortable or they feel more secure about themselves if they're in a relationship, but you know?
Yeah.
It's more about the relationship and not about the person.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
Next email. Dear Dave, I've been going out with this guy for a couple of months and have been thinking about having sex with him. I've never done that before. I am wondering if you can give me some things to think about. Brit. Well, Brit. here are some more questions you might ask yourself before you have sex. 1. Will I be prepared to use contraptions?
Contraception?
Contraception.
Contraption. I guess contraception is a contraption.
You see, I'm dyslexic.
I hope you use contraception.
No, I'm totally kidding. Dude,
I totally read that word wrong. Contraption.
It is a contraption.
Oh, God.
Dave.
They are contraptions.
It's getting weird.
That is weird. That is really weird. Okay, move on. Will I have sex if I do not have protection?
No.
No. That's a bad idea. Don't do it. It's not worth it. It is not worth it in any way, shape, or form. I mean, birth control, maybe. Maybe. I still would not suggest it, but...
You never know if someone has something. You know, like...
Oh, it's so true. You never
know.
They're
not going to tell you.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
Yeah, somebody may say, oh, yeah, I take the pill for sure, and then...
Or not even that. Hello? Like, hey, what's up? I don't have gonorrhea.
Oh, God.
And then you're like, oh, shit,
oh, cool.
I have gonorrhea. Yeah. You know, like...
Or worse.
Or worse. Yeah. What would I do if I became pregnant?
Mm. Those are some really heavy questions.
First. Jump off a roof? No, I'm just
Those
just
are some
kidding.
Really heavy questions,
No, never, never, never. No. Britt, I'm not encouraging that at all.
Yeah,
that was
you better
a joke.
Clarify
it was
that.
Totally a joke. Yeah. Yeah, you know, you just don't want to deal with it. You really don't want to deal with it. What would I do if I get an STD? Yeah, same thing. You know, we just talked about it.
Be
just
safe.
Be safe, you know. Don't. Wear a condom. Like,
but my advice too, as like a psychologist, would be if you're thinking about it, if you're having questions about it, don't do it.
Right.
If you're questioning it and you're seriously, you know, having to ask other people, should I? The best thing to do about anything in life, if you have to keep going, should I? Hold off and explore it for a while.
Right.
Whatever it is.
Don't jump to conclusions.
Yeah. Sex, whatever it is, if you still can't quite come to a definitive answer,
yeah,
you just pass.
Yeah, I agree. Britt, I hope we helped.
I think you did.
Next
Except
email.
The jumping off the roof part. No,
Except the jumping off the roof part. This is very true. That is not good advice at all.
Just kidding.
That is bad advice.
JK.
Dear Dave, I love how everybody starts out their emails with Dear Dave. Thank you guys
well,
for
you
doing
are
that.
Dave, and you
no,
are dear.
It's just like, it's like so like, dear Dave.
Well, there's a couple, wait, so let me
like,
look.
Dear
there's
diary.
A couple of Daves.
Yeah, there's just some that say like, hey, Dave.
Here's
hey,
a hey,
fool.
Dave.
No,
hey,
all right.
Fool. LA Talk Radio, fool.
Dear Dave, I'm having some problem with jealousy. Oh, wow. First off, I'd like to say, whoever, you didn't put a name on this email, but that is good within you that you can admit that. Just be like, oh, I have a jealousy problem. Most people are egotistical about it and are like, no, I'm not jealous.
Ah.
You know, good for you, ma'am.
Very good.
I'm having a problem with jealousy. I've been going out, good for you, girl, I should say. I've been going out with this guy for 4 months. And sometimes I feel like he flirts with my hot friends and looks at other girls when we're out. I don't know how to deal with this because I don't want to drive him away, but my feelings are constantly being hurt. Hmm. Help. Well, I want to start out with saying jealousy is a natural emotion to have.
Yeah.
Jealousy results from fear of losing something you consider dear to you. You have a boyfriend, and you don't want to lose him. You enjoy the time the two of you spend together or how the relationship makes you feel. When real or perceived threats to that relationship appear to you, the emotion you feel is jealousy. You feel yourself losing control of your relationship and you don't like that. That's where jealousy steps in. It's kind of, you know, it's just basically what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and what I want to say to help you, nameless email person, is honestly, really, I think it has a lot to do with belief. You know, like if you... Okay, you say, I've been going out with this guy for 4 months, and sometimes I feel like he flirts with my hot friends and looks at other girls when we're out. I don't know how to deal. First of all, talk to him. You know, talk to him. Talk to him and be like, listen, I don't like when you do this. That's first of all. You know, but have a legit talk with him. Second of all, belief. Okay? If you kind of, like, if you believe in your boyfriend and you, like, trust in him that, like, he's faithful, he's a good guy, you know, then the jealousy will go away. You know, jealousy is within you. That's some obstruction within you that's being caused by the outside world. You know, mm-hmm. how it's affecting you. Now, it's up to you what you do with it. You know, it's up to you how you manage it, c- control it, add to it, whatever. I'm just saying, you know, I'd say talk to him about it. Be straight with him. You know, no bullshit. Be straight and just be like, listen, you know, I don't like it when you do that. I want to trust you. I do trust you. Done. You know, and he's either going to be like, oh, I'm sorry, babe. Like, I won't do that. Or he's going to be like, well, listen, your girls, your friends are hot.
Oh, what a creep.
You know? Like, yeah. I'm just saying, you know, yeah. there's really two ways where that could go. He's either a dick and he's like, oh, your friends are hot, you know, and he goes for them. And or he's like, baby, I'm so sorry. And he's cool. And he gets it, you know.
Yeah.
You look like you want to add some ideas too, Kev.
Yeah, Kev.
What were you thinking?
Yeah. I felt that.
In my opinion, I feel jealousy is not the problem. The problem is how you react to the jealousy.
Yes.
Because if you are jealous and then you just like react to it and like accuse your boyfriend, girlfriend of having feelings for someone else, or you accuse them of just like a bunch of things, you like start acting weird in front of them.
Right.
That will ruin a relationship.
Right.
And that is how you're responding to the jealousy. In an ideal situation, I think a good response to jealousy is just don't think about it too much. If it's like bugging you, it's always going to be constantly on your mind. You're going to be thinking about it. It's just going to get worse and worse. Try to do things to get it off your mind. And you have to build that trust with a person to get it off your mind too. Because if you don't have trust in a person and you don't have faith in them, those jealous emotions will always be there and they will never go away.
Yeah.
So you have to build that trust.
Touche.
Exactly. And becoming angry or like the working the guilt angle, it won't keep the other person around for a long time. So you have to not act paranoid. You like you said, Kevin, you just have to, it's how you react. But on the other hand, if someone is really weird and outwardly flirting, you know, and, you know, like this person, who is this? Oh, they didn't leave a name or
whatever.
Yeah,
his name is.
Is it a lady? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lady.
She doesn't like him looking at other girls. Well, that's tacky to check out other girls when they're out or at a party or whatever, to be like eyeballing them a lot. That's really kind of tacky. So if this person continues to do it, my advice for you, whoever wrote this and is listening, is get rid of him. If he doesn't have the thoughtfulness and caring enough to not check out other girls, like you said, Dave, that was a really good suggestion. Be really honest and say, you know, it's uncomfortable for me when you're checking out these other women. And it's uncomfortable, you know, when you kind of talk to my friends a lot, my hot friends.
Right.
You don't talk to the ones that aren't that hot, and it really kind of bothers me. So what's up? And if he keeps doing it, say, kind of hurts me, if he keeps doing it, get rid of him.
No, totally. I agree with that.
Thinking about you.
I just want to say, you know, don't jump to conclusion.
Right.
Like, you know, don't be like, oh, we're broken up, you know. Like,
no, don't accuse or, you know, check it out.
Right.
And then if you can't take it and it's hurting you so much, see if there's a problem within you, if you're really insecure.
Right.
Or if the reality is he's not nice and he just wants to be a dog.
Yeah.
And get a booty call.
Booty call? No.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. Thank you very much, Dr. Michelle.
Thank you.
A nameless email. I hope he helped you out.
Yeah.
Next email. Dave, do you have some thoughts on cheating? This girl I've loved for 6 months cheated on me several times, and I've taken her back. What do I do? Thanks, Carrie. Well, Carrie, you drop her.
Interesting.
I mean, listen. Well, go.
Really quick.
Go.
When you're older, if someone's cheating constantly and you're in a relationship, say you're like 20 on, 25 on, you dump them. You get out. But in high school, kids are still maturing and they're still changing. So maybe they were cheating in like a previous relationship and they have that rep of, oh, this person's a cheater, you know? They could still change, you know? And it's you have to have faith in the person. And
No.
I agree. No, I totally agree.
I feel what you're saying. Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. You know, I mean, cheating is really, it's so complicated because you're right. You guys are young and teenagers, you know, it's normal to be attracted on an ongoing basis
right,
and not have this major committed relationship off the bat.
Yeah. Like we're still young.
Right.
Our hormones are
getting
raging.
Getting to know what you like and who you like and why you like them. And
so many decisions that need to be made.
We're always horny. Like, it's just...
Speak for yourself.
No. How you are not a teenager, Dr. Michelle.
And I am not a young man either. So you're right. No, you're right.
Well, I'm not. I'm
no, you're right. You're right.
Speech.
No, I cannot.
Now everybody
I cannot
thinks
live
I'm a nympho.
In your shoes.
Now every single person that listens to Teen Trends thinks that Dave is a nympho, nymphomaniac. Nope. No, that is false. It was
a
figure of
speech. I think
that's a
woman. But anyway, go ahead.
Nymphomaniac?
Yes, I think that's used for women mostly.
Really? I thought it was just somebody who's like crazy about
can
sex.
Be, I guess.
Whatever. Whatever.
Yes, it okay. can be. Yes, it can be.
Listen, okay? Cheating is a complicated subject. The boyfriend or girlfriend that cheats is hard to trust again.
Yeah?
Can be hard to trust a person who has a history of cheating. This is very true. There's always the question in your head, once a cheater, always a cheater.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But the thing about it is, you know what? I totally think that it depends on the relationship. But this specific instance, Carrie, this girl I've loved, I just want to say this. This girl I've loved for 6 months cheated on me several times.
Ooh.
And I've taken her back. Mm. Those three things, just like loved for 6 months, cheated on me several times, taken her back. Like those three things together in one sentence are just like,
yes.
Like honestly, Carrie, dude, no offense, but it's like, you're like the puppy, you know, you're just like,
yeah.
You're like the little puppy. I'm not, nothing against you. I'm saying like where you are in this situation, you know,
like,
yeah, low whipped, you know, that's fine though. But not after she cheats on you several times. Like, please,
yeah.
Get a hint. Like, there's so many fish in the sea.
Yes.
You know? Like, if she cheats on you probably more than three times, chances are that she's going to cheat on you again. You know, it's not like after three times, like, she gets her fix. And it's like, oh, okay, cheating doesn't work that way. It's lust.
It's going to happen down the road.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. And Carrie, do not blame yourself for if she's cheating on you, like you're not enough,
right,
or
you
weren't hot enough, or kind enough, or smart enough, or wealthy enough, or anything like that. It's not about you. It's her problem that she can't commit to your relationship.
Right.
That's what I'm getting.
Right. This has nothing to do with you. If you're putting yourself out there, you know, you're the one that's emailing me asking me for thoughts on cheating.
There's a lot of nice girls out there who would love a guy like you who is willing to take them back, you know, who would never even think about cheating on you.
You seem like a very nice guy. And
right.
You just have to find a nice girl.
Right. Just from the two sentences you wrote, you do seem like a very nice guy.
And a warning to guys who, you know, just ahead, and women. I get people coming into me and they say, I've been in a relationship with a guy, but he left another girl for me. He was cheating on me. If someone cheats to get into a relationship, they're going to cheat to get out of a relationship.
Right.
That's just a heads up. So, you know, it can often be the case for somebody with a long history of cheating.
Wait, how do you cheat to get in a relationship?
Oh, well, they left you somebody else for you.
Oh, okay.
You see?
Right.
And you were dating them on the sly, or kind of sneaky-like, and you knew they were, like, involved with someone. Don't ever be naive enough to think that you're the one and they're going to stay with you. If they could dump somebody else for you, they're going to dump
you for somebody else.
Right. So that's just something that I've seen. I don't know.
But guys and girls, don't be a homewrecker. Don't get involved with someone who has a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, anything like that. You don't want to get involved with
them. Come back and bite you in the ass.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Let alone guilt. If you don't have any feelings of guilt or morals or anything like that, people are going to come back and bite you in the ass.
Yeah.
Things will happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree. You know what, guys? We got 2 minutes, and I really want to finish this email. Here we go.
Okay. I don't know if we have time for this.
One more email, really
quick.
Okay. My girlfriend and I fight a lot. Then we make up, but the fighting is happening more and more. Can you give me some thoughts about fighting? Because I'm getting tired of it. Just about ready to break up with her. Thanks, Sean. Well, Sean, arguments happen in every relationship. We call them fights. At some point, the two of you are going to have a fight. Entering a romance or relationship with another person can be difficult. You're not going to agree with every decision they make or every action they take. Your boyfriend / girlfriend will anger you, disagree with you, perhaps even provoke you. It happens in every relationship.
Yeah, that's true.
Done.
Yep. Yeah.
If the fight starts to get out of hand, like, that's something else completely different. Like, you know, you should probably either seek counseling if it's marriage, or, you know, maybe just talk about if it's just like a silly relationship.
Who wants to be with somebody who's fighting all the time?
Right? Like who?
Unless they love that drama. There's people who
love
that
like
drama.
Bipolar people
live to fight.
Are just, yeah.
Well, you know, bipolar
people
can't
like
help
that.
It. They
no,
can't help it. You know, they need meds. But I mean, truly, it's like,
it's undying.
Why stay in a relationship if you can't work it out with somebody and you have so many differences?
Right.
You know, that's a drag.
I agree.
That's unhealthy. So.
You know what, guys?
What?
Unfortunately, it looks like we're out of time for the day. But I want to thank everybody so much for listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. This is LA Talk Radio. We got Kev in the studio today.
See you guys. Thanks.
We got Dr. Michelle.
Thank you for having me. See you guys.
And I'm David Cohen. This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends on LA Talk Radio, the best talk station in the entire world. I'm on every Sunday from 1 to 2. Listen up, guys. Happy 2010, and have a wonderful Sunday. I'll see you guys later.